listening to the Radio Thrift Shop on WNEC 91.7 in Henniker. Time has come. Well, hello and welcome. The Radio Thrift Shop is open. This is DJ Frederick, and this is program number 436 of the Radio Thrift Shop, which started back in, around 2011. Now, I haven't been live on the air. I've only done pre-recorded programs for the past 4 years, so here I am, live on the air, and that's definitely preferable to being dead on the air, so all right, way to go, DJ Frederick. I'm going to play some music now by one of the most beautifully packaged CDs that I've ever found. It's from a band called A Kite is a Victim, which of course is from a Leonard Cohen poem. And it's in a beautiful package with an incredibly gorgeous printed booklet full of lyrics and information about the songs. The CD case itself has some beach sand in it, so go figure, that's very inventive, and a beautiful business card. And this was recorded back in 1997, A Kite is a Victim.
Asking what is true now. Bye.
of those amazing records that was released on Mainstream Records back in 1973. That's Charles Kynard from the album Your Mama Don't Dance. We heard Your Mama Don't Dance and Zambezi. Fantastic album that includes, of course, Charles Kynard on keyboards, Chuck Rainey on bass, Ray Pounds and Paul Humphrey on drums, David Roberts on trombone, Arthur Adams on electric guitar, and Jerry Roush on trumpet and flugelhorn. Again, that was 1973 Mainstream release. Charles Kynard, Your Mama Don't Dance. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop, and I hope you're enjoying the Thrift Shop sounds from the past century of recorded sound. You can contact me via Twitter. That's right, I'm tweeting with the birds. Can't whistle. And that's at Radio Thrift Shop.
Alabama. His name was Leroy Robert Satchel Page. According to the Library of Congress, Page earned his nickname Satchel as a young boy carrying bags at railroad stations for passengers. After being convicted of petty theft, he was placed in a black reform school where he began refining his baseball skills. 5 years later, the lean, long-armed Page began pitching professionally for several teams in the Negro Southern Association, the Negro American League, and the Negro National League. Page's pitching prowess drew huge crowds. A natural showman, Page enjoyed driving from game to game in his Cadillac convertible. He also owned a bus and several airplanes with, quote, Satchel Page's All-Stars, unquote, written on the side. Barred from the major leagues because he was black, Page showcased his skills by barnstorming across the country, pitching for any team willing to meet his price and proving his mettle in organized exhibition games against the best players of the day. Many major league teams forbid their players from wearing their team uniforms in these games. According to Rob Ruck, quote, his feats in such games became part of baseball mythology. Many a fan recounts a story about a game in which Page intentionally walked the bases loaded with major leaguers, told his fielders to just sit down, and then struck out the opposing side. Said Page, quote, I like playing against Negro League teams, but I loved barnstorming. It gave us a chance to play everybody and to go everywhere and let millions of people see what we could do. I just loved it. I'd have played every day of the year if I could, unquote. In 1971, Satchel Page was the first Negro League player elected to baseball's Hall of Fame. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.
And this is DJ Frederick here at the Radio Thrift Shop. Of course, one of my favorite zines of all time that is currently being published is called Thrifty Times, and it's published by Sarah McDonald down in Alston, Massachusetts. I do believe that she's up around issue number 44 or 45, but every one of these zines has some cool things in it. Reviews of thrift shops, peculiar picks, thrifting guides, looks at books, and a lot of cool stuff that she's found. And there's also some very neat cartoons by Nick Burgess. So in Thrifty Times number 39, she reviews Rumors by Fleetwood Mac. Now, if you've been to a thrift shop recently, you'll probably find about 100 copies of Fleetwood Mac's Rumors. Right up there with Herb Albert and the Tijuana Brass, which I love, by the way, and have a collection. But I'm going to read her review of Rumors. Rumor has it that this record is pretty good, and the rumor is pretty darn strong if you believe the 45 million people who purchased Fleetwood Mac's 11th studio album. If you are a record buyer, there's no doubt you have come across the 8th best-selling album of all time more than once in your thrifting travels. But maybe you still haven't taken the plunge and spent your hard-earned dollar on this 1977 hit. But should you? The short answer is yes. Though only 4 of the 11 songs were released as singles, most of the tracks became radio hits. Listeners told DJs, don't stop playing songs from this album. And once they got going, they couldn't break the chain of hit songs. From Lindsey Buckingham's rock-driven Secondhand News to Christine McVie's Pretty You Make Lovin' Fun to Stevie Nicks' ethereal Gold Dust Woman, this diverse record has something for everyone. Do late 70s albums get much better than this? Only in your dreams. Well, just about everybody knows Rumors and the albums that were released in that era. What we're going to do on the Radio Thrift Shop, and it's going to become a regular feature, is called the Fleetwood Track, where I'm going to play a deep album track by one of the earlier albums by Fleetwood Mac that you may or may not have heard. I'm going to play a tune from the album, what is this? Future Games. And this was released in 1971 on Warner Brothers Records. This is Woman of a Thousand Years.
Woman. So hard to see the future. I want to hold you in my arms. And all around me there's a feeling as the meaning falls away. For I saw
amazing DIY musician Ray Carman with Can't Wait Till Summer. Before that, we heard two pieces from a 7-inch vinyl release by The Relict, band that shares some members with The Clientele. We heard Letters and I Saw Your Eyes Today. We started off with the Fleetwood track by Fleetwood Mac from Future Games, Woman of a Thousand Years. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop here on WNEC 91.7 in Henniker. I'm back behind the microphone after quite a lengthy hiatus. One of the things that's happened recently is an amazing musician who I respect tremendously and who has left us an all too small body of work has passed away. I think it was in February. And that would be Tom Rapp, who was the frontman for the band Pearls Before Swine. Going to play a track from One Nation Underground. It's a tune called Dropout.
Drop out with me. Just live your life behind your eyes, your own sky, your own tomorrow. Don't you worry now, don't you worry, whole world's in too big a hurry. Just be yourself, no one can step inside your mind from behind. If you just walk out, don't you worry, girl, don't you worry, whole world's in too big a hurry. They made the rules and they laid it on us all. Don't you fall, 'cause then they'll own you. Don't you worry, girl, don't you worry, whole world's in too big a hurry. They're using you to kill all the echoes still around from the sound of calendars crumbling. Don't you worry, girl, don't you worry, whole world's in too big a hurry. They made the bomb, would they drop it on us all, great and small? But must we follow? Don't you worry, girl, don't you worry, whole world's in too big a hurry. Just live your life behind your eyes, your own sky, your own tomorrows. Don't you worry, girl, don't you worry, whole world's in too big a hurry.
just received a line from Brother John today. He opened with the words, "You are a coward." He told me of the fact that Mother passed away. Her heart had drowned amidst the crying. Another storefront out, the IRA no doubt. Why don't the British go away? Let's stop the blood today and find a better way, and let a man pray as he'll pray. But they think I'm here just living the life for Riley. And I'll tip me hat to the ladies passing by. Then I'll buy another round for glasses that are empty, and sport that fancy diamond stick pin in me tie. La 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 la. La 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 la. I've wept the bloody tears, and it's not been that long. It's Ireland in me heart, I'm not afraid. Though I've not been around, I know that I'm not wrong. My faith is right, I know, for I've prayed. If men will meet their dreams with violence out of scenes, and till the troubled earth with sweet song, I'd stop the blood today. In a grave my last has lay, and broke my heart, I knew I couldn't stay. But they think I'm here just living the life for Riley. I'll tip my hat to the ladies passing by, then I'll buy another round for glasses that are empty, and sport that fancy diamond stick pin in me tie. La 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 la.
Exploring Science and the Sea. James Bond, Indiana Jones, and other action heroes can't seem to avoid waterfalls. They plummet down them, or they just miss them, narrowly avoiding a gruesome fate. But no hero has taken the plunge down the world's tallest waterfall, and probably won't anytime soon. That's because it's underwater, a 2-mile drop between Greenland and Iceland. You might think that a submerged waterfall is impossible, but it's not. That's because ocean water isn't all the same. Instead, different layers and currents have different temperatures, which means they have different densities. Cold water is dense, so it sinks to the bottom. Warm water, on the other hand, is lighter, so it stays near the surface. In the Denmark Strait, a warm surface current flows northward between Greenland and Iceland. As it passes to the north of Iceland, it cools off. The cooler, denser water then sinks, joining a current below the surface that flows to the south. This current tumbles over a ridge that's 100 miles wide and 11,500 feet high, forming the waterfall, the Denmark Strait Cataract. It's almost 4 times the height of Angel Falls in Venezuela, the tallest waterfall on land. Enough water pours over the cataract to fill Lake Superior, the largest of the Great Lakes, in about a month. After that, it forms a current along the bottom of the Atlantic Ocean. It carries at least 20 times as much water as all the rivers that empty from land into the Atlantic, a massive current on the bottom of the sea. For the University of Texas Marine Science Institute at Port Aransas, I'm Holly Brawley.
Well, that's going to wrap it up for the Radio Thrift Shop today. I want to say thank you for listening. I'll be here on the 4th, 5th, and 2nd Sundays of the month at 4 p.m. until a different schedule is announced. You can find me on Twitter at Radio Thrift Shop. Until next time, I take to the airwaves. Take good care of yourself. Take good care of your community, and take good care of